Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have an issue with crowning people that haven't earned the right to be crowned. And rarely is my issue with the person, him or herself. It's with all of us who just want to, like, we want to bestow greatness upon all of these people that haven't done anything yet. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it says about us that we keep doing this. But, you know, like, every time I see this happening, I'm reminded of one of my favorite sports clips of all time. And this was Dennis Green as coach of the Arizona Cardinals after Rex Grossman and the Chicago Bears beat him. And Rex Grossman threw like six picks in this football game. And they beat the Cardinals anyway. And Dennis Green was literally livid. He was livid. Here's what he said.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
I think I know what it is, Mark. I think, number one, the reason why every 5 years we have to crown a new GOAT is because our attention spans are extremely short. And we all also have to feel, or people want to feel, like they are witnessing the greatest of a generation or ever right now in their time. Like, people just want to be a part of the happening. They want to be a part of witnessing the greatest. So they'll just crown anyone as the greatest.
Recency bias, the desire to think that something you're seeing is better than what people saw in yesteryear. Folks, I've said this on the show. We're witnessing exactly one GOAT these days. It's Tom Brady. There is no other GOAT. LeBron isn't close to Jordan. No one in Major League Baseball is close to anyone in yesteryear from Major League Baseball. Same with hockey, same with soccer. We're witnessing one GOAT. It's Tom Brady, and that's it. But we always want to crown somebody new, right? This guy is unbelievable. And this year, and the last couple of years, it's Justin Herbert. You know, on these top 10 lists of quarterbacks, among respected people, okay, I've seen Justin Herbert like number one, number two, number three on some lists. And I understand Miami probably got it wrong, although Tua's playing great. Justin Herbert maybe should have been the pick over Tua. Maybe, maybe not. I understand Justin Herbert. He's got incredibly sound fundamentals. He's essentially a robot. He can replicate his delivery every single time, and it's exactly the same way. I understand that he's got a rating in 2 years of 103. All that's great, grand, wonderful. Who is that, Diesel? Great, grand, wonderful.
Not a clue.
Tommy Boy. Chris Farley. Great, grand, wonderful. In any case, here's my issue with the Justin Herbert love, all right? If you look at the seven or eight best quarterbacks in the NFL, okay, I looked at seven elite quarterbacks and Dak Prescott, okay? Here's what they did in terms of when they became a starter. Josh Allen went to the lowly Buffalo Bills, took them to the playoffs his second year. Lamar Jackson to the Baltimore Ravens. First year as a starter, made the playoffs. Joe Burrow went to maybe the worst franchise in the National Football League. Took them to the Super Bowl their second year. Russell Wilson on the lowly Seattle Seahawks back when they sucked. Made the playoffs his first season when they had signed Matt Flynn to a deal in the offseason. Beat him out, won, made the playoffs the first year. Patrick Mahomes made it to the AFC Championship game. His first year as a starter. Dak Prescott took the Cowboys to the playoffs his first year. Aaron Rodgers as a starter made the playoffs his second year as a starter. Won the Super Bowl in his third year as a starter. And then Thomas Edward Patrick Brady won the Super Bowl his first year as a starter. That began the greatest run for a quarterback in NFL history. Folks, you see the track record here, right? What do great starters do? They take you to the playoffs in year one or year two. Ah, but Mark Ryan, you say, what were those teams before those new starters got there? They were probably all good. Try again. Six of the eight of these teams didn't make the playoffs the year before the new starter took over. Green Bay and Kansas City were the exceptions. Green Bay was led by Brett Favre. Kansas City had an Alex Smith in his prime. Those were the only two out of eight that even made the playoffs the year before the new starter took over. So, folks, can we just, like, pump the brakes on this Justin Herbert love for a minute? I want him to do well. I want him to succeed. But we fall in love with measurables at the expense of results. The Chargers now, everybody tells me they've got one of the top three most talented rosters in the league. They added Khalil Mack in the offseason. Bills, 49ers, Chargers, most talented rosters in the NFL. They beat the Las Vegas Raiders, who are winless in the last few minutes. They lost to Kansas City. They got blown out by Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars 38-10 on Sunday. 38-10. This is year three for Justin Herbert. Everybody else did it in year one or two. Can we please let him accomplish something before we crown his ass? Like Dennis Green would say, please, for all that is good and holy, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't make any sense. And yet we do this, and you're just supposed to bow down at the greatness when you don't even have results. You don't even have the results. You don't have team success. And you know, folks, the Joe Burrows of the world really ruin this for everybody. You know, it, like for those people who say, well, quarterback wins is not a stat. I'm sorry. Did you see what Joe Burrow did with the Bungles? The Bungles. Joe Burrow. He did that himself. Worst offensive line in the league. Biggest joke of a franchise that the NFL has ever seen. Super Bowl, his second year. If Justin Herbert is so great, why is he not elevating his team? Let me see you do something before we crown your ass. Please. Texter says, and Justin Herbert is in, without a doubt, the best division in football. Texter, I picked the Chargers to finish last in the best division in football. With the best roster in the best division in football. They've got the best roster in that division. Texter says, cutting in on Aaron Judge during Clemson-Wake Forest is like talking about LeBron. Oh, the Warriors won the championship. Well, how is this going to affect LeBron? No one cares. No one cares. Texter says, the Chargers also lost Guyton Slater in a DB. Oh, we're doing the injury excuse now. That's what we're doing. Everybody's got injuries. Herbert also got hurt. Nobody is crowning him, but the negative attitude towards him is excessive. No, no, no. A lot of people are crowning him. I'm saying before you crown him, do something. Achieve something of note. Otherwise, I don't want to hear it.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.